the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box, in-depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent
it with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
My guest this week has achieved so much. She is such an inspiration, a TV presenter, radio host, best-selling author, entrepreneur, the list goes on, and one of Australia's most loved personalities. I am so thrilled to be joined by somebody that I personally would like to spend more time with, Sally Obermeter. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, Faith.
Oh, Sal, we were just saying, and it's so true, in the world of Instagram and social media, I feel even though we have not caught up personally as mates for a couple of years now, I feel like I know everything that you're doing, everything that's happening.
It's like that, isn't it, with Instagram, where you just feel like I'm across everything. I know how your holiday was. I know that you and Trix had dinner with your dad. Like, I'm
exactly
across, like, your world very intimately, even though I haven't seen you. It's nice in a way.
It is nice. And you, look, there's so much to talk about. Obviously, your new book, Super Green, Simple, Plus Lean. Is that how I say it?
Super Green, Simple and Lean.
And Lean. Oh,
well, trying to be tricky, but obviously it didn't work.
No, I love that. I've taken it really literally.
It's not a maths book. It's a cookbook.
Super Green, Simple and Lean. Oh, wow. And I wasn't even very good at maths. So the fact that I would go for a mathematical equation. But obviously you can get that at swish.com.
You can.
We have to talk all about your website, Swish, too. Stick around. Sally Obermeter's Boxed In for the whole hour.
Fifi Box, in-depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Sally Obermeter's my special guest this week on Boxed In. I want to go back through this because I knew you, obviously, we were both at Channel 7.
Yes.
You're still there. And I was working on Sunrise.
Yes,
you were working on Today Tonight. And you were always this ray of sunshine. I remember working your sunrise hours. You're just like exhausted all the time. And then I'd see you in the lift or in the office and you're always blooming. And then to go through what you went through personally, through your pregnancy and through, you know, cancer and having this beautiful baby girl, Annabelle. When she came, I've never cried so much, Sal, as when you delivered Annabelle and then you had to go through your own personal struggle with cancer. And a big high five, 5 years clear.
Thank you.
Well
Thank
done.
You. It's huge. It's a big thing that you kind of you hold on to. You really kind of want to get to that point. It's kind of in stages. When I was first diagnosed, it's all about just getting through the treatment and just hoping and praying that, you know, you'll live, because especially for me, the diagnosis was quite bad. So it was sort of just how can I hope and pray I can live through this and I don't have to leave this baby girl behind. So it was a lot. That was really all that my focus was on. But once I got through that 1 year mark, I was like, okay, I've really, you know, you just start living it very much year to year. I want to get to year two. I want to get to year three. And year five is kind of the rainbow at the end that you hope you'll get to. But something funny happens when you get to the year five. Yes, you do breathe a massive sigh of relief and you feel so blessed to have gotten there.
Mm.
But then you also realize that actually, like, anything can happen anyway. It doesn't actually mean, it doesn't mean you're immune from, you know, shitty things happening to you. That's just how life is, you know. Yes, you can get to year five, but guess what? Year five plus one day you could step in front of a bus.
Yeah.
So life, that's just how life is. You've got to just appreciate it when you've got it and make the most of the good times, because the crappy times, they come. That's just part of the ebbs and flows.
Don't go anywhere. More with Sally Obermeter after this on Boxed In.
Fifi Box, in-depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. TV presenter, author and cancer survivor, Sally Obermeter's my special guest this week. For you to not only go through it, but to come through it as this inspiration, is that to find yourself in that situation where other women are turning to you or inspired by you, was that a really interesting place to be in?
It was never obviously my intention. My whole thing, I remember when I was, after I sort of, you know, we told our parents and all that kind of stuff, you know, the next thing was like, do I say anything publicly? Because in a way I kind of didn't have to. I was off on mat leave, so I could have just fallen into the ether and no one would have known. But I had this feeling of like, well, I don't know who to look to. I don't know where to go. I don't want to also feel ashamed. I haven't done anything wrong here. So I'm going to live my life normally. And if I lose my hair, I lose my hair and all that kind of stuff happened. And I just was like, I don't want to feel like I have to hide. I haven't you know, I haven't done anything wrong. There's nothing. This is just a fact of life. These things happen and I'll carry on. And I never meant for it to be inspiring for anyone. It was really just about me trying to get through as best as I could. But for people to say to me, and I, you know, every single day, you know, we get hundreds of emails and letters, particularly on this topic, where people say, I've got it, my sister has it, my mom, my aunt, you know, my daughter, whatever it is. And she's read the book, she's inspired by your past, she feels like she's not alone, you conveyed what it's like to go through chemo and all that kind of stuff. Mm. For me, that makes me feel like the pain that I went through is somehow of some benefit to someone. I kind of go, well, you know what, in a way, and I've said this before, it's a funny thing to think that something so terrible can be a blessing, but sometimes I do think it was a blessing.
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, and that it's attitude too, isn't it, though, Sal? Like, even to adopt the attitude that that was a blessing is so productive and beneficial to your mental health, if not in anything else.
It takes a long time to get there, because a lot of times when I wasn't thinking it was too much of a blessing, let me tell you, it wasn't like they said you've got cancer, and I went, this is such good news, I'll look on the bright side. It was plenty of dark days and plenty of tears shed and plenty of swear words uttered and a lot of, you know, I went through a lot of muck, you know, to get to that point. I did therapy for a couple of years. You know, I really I had to do a lot of work to get there, but I definitely feel there now. And I feel changed from the experience, and I feel like I couldn't have changed without that experience. Mm. And it's definitely shaped who I am now, and definitely shaped my path, no question.
This is Boxed In. More with Sally Obermeter after this.
Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Sally Obermeter is my special guest this week. You've got this hugely popular website, swish.com, two eyes. I love that. I want to make that clear. No plus signs though, so I won't get confused. But swish.com, because this is a community really for women to get information from you and advice. And you have, Sal, you've become a guru.
I don't know about that. I'm no Oprah.
I don't know.
Look, for us, Swish was, so Swish stands for Stylish Women Inspiring Inner Strength, Health and Happiness. And that's really what we're about. We're just about inspiring a healthy and stylish life. Because if you feel good on the inside, you can focus on looking good on the outside. Or if you look good on the outside, you might be more inclined to look after your insides. It just works together.
Yeah.
So that was what it's about. So there's a whole website there full of information about fashion, health, you know, how to live a kind of a better life. We've obviously got the online store with a fashion range and all of our health products, all that kind of stuff. So for us, it just became about how can we share what we know? How can we create a place where we love to work, where we want to go, where we want to work, where it's fun for our staff and it's also a joy for our customers and our readers? That for us was our whole mission. Yeah, to see it happen every day still blows our mind. You know, just even the other day, Maha, my sister, so my sister and I run the website together and the team together, and I said to her, okay, we have to now stop every time someone buys like a powder or a t-shirt. We can't like stop and have a team meeting like, oh my God, Sus, I just got a t-shirt, which is what we used to do like 5 years ago. And I'm like, we're really not getting very productive anymore. Like we're just standing around like, oh my God, Susan from Ellie Point just got something.
That's really funny.
It's really funny. And it's very funny when you meet your customers in real life and you know their orders and you're like, yes, I remember you got the Ray of Sun skirt, and she's like, oh, wow, creepy.
Stick around. Sally Obermeter's Boxed In for the whole hour.
It's Boxed In with Fifi Box. In depth, one-on-one with her pals.
Sally Obermeter's my special guest this week on Boxed In, TV presenter, radio host and author. Well, see, the other thing I want to ask you, Sal, is how you do it, because obviously people are very familiar with you on the Daily Edition, Channel 7, weekday afternoons, and then you've got two beautiful daughters, and Alyssa's what? One?
Just over one, she's like 14 months, yeah.
That is a lot to take on, and then a website, and then you're writing books. I mean, honestly, Sal, I'm getting out of bed, and that's pretty much all I'm getting done.
Well, but you're getting out of bed at a much different time, so let me tell you, hats off to you. Do you know what? I mean, I'm fortunate because I work with my sister, and so that makes things easier. So we have had one rule from day one where we both work however hours it suits us best. In my case, it's for the girls, right?
Yes.
So I always work according to where they're at in their stage of life. So I remember, for example, a couple of years ago with Annabelle, she went through a stage where she couldn't bear it if I left her in the morning. She was in tears. She just couldn't. So I had sort of said to Maha, okay, listen, I'm not working in the mornings now. I'm coming in. I'm going to just basically spend my mornings at home with Annabelle. I'll go to the Daily Edition and then I'm on the afternoon shift. So basically, I would basically do my work from the time I put her down at kind of 6:30 at night, and then I'd work till 2 a.m. So I'm kind of, I can push through. I'm very persistent and I can do a lot of hours, and you have to. That's the reality of having a business, is that those staff, they're dependent on you for their wages, that if you're going to try and grow the business, like there's a lot of pressure that comes with it. But I always go, well, I'm happiest, I'm at my most productive if the girls are happy. And so I just work around it. And then once that phase passed where she actually wanted to go to daycare in the mornings, and then she wanted instead for me to have the afternoons with her so we could eat dinner together. So I worked in the mornings, and then instead I didn't work in the afternoon. So I'm fluid, and I'm fortunate that I can be fluid because it's with my sister, and because the tasks that I do within the business are fluid and I can do them after hours. So that's fortunate. So that's kind of how we make it work. But I never try to pretend it's not a huge, huge outlay of hours. It's an easy 50, 60, 70, 80, 100.
Oh, no, I can imagine.
Plus. Ask my husband. He'll tell you how annoying it is.
Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Sally Obermeid is my special guest this week on Boxed In. Sal, you obviously went through something very traumatic, and you went through an illness, which you then arrived at a place where health became paramount for you. And I remember when your first book came out, and I just had Trixie, and I was going through that, getting used to my body again, having had a baby. And I remember I was so inspired by you and your green smoothies. And I just like sugar too much, and I couldn't. I just went, I get it, and I can see the merit
in
this.
Yeah.
So please explain to me or tell me, how do you adopt that healthy lifestyle and stick with it?
All right, I'll tell. There is one thing that I stand by, and that is, it doesn't matter how good it is for you if it doesn't taste good. You won't do it.
Exactly.
And I like that. There's no question about that. So when I first started on smoothies, I was trying to, I'd put on like 20 kilos from chemo. I still had all the post-baby weight. I felt shocking, and I wanted to feel better. I wanted more energy. So I'd kind of heard about green smoothies. So the first day I kind of made this concoction, and it was awesome. And I was like, oh, how this is easy. So the second day I get up, I make this concoction and I gag. I practically vomit on the kitchen floor. I'm like, what the hell is this? This is disgusting. So then I kind of realized, hang on a minute, this is a bit like cooking. You can't just put stuff in the blender and assume it's all going to be fantastic together. I went through this process where I would every day make these different things. And let me tell you, like 9.5 out of 10 smoothies I threw in the bin because they were horrendous, horrendous. And I was like, I can't do this. This is so gross. So I kind of found this one that I kind of liked and stuck with it. And I started to feel amazing.
Wow.
And it was the benefit that I felt was unlike anything else. And the reason is that every doctor and nutritionist and anyone you'll speak to, the one kind of same message that everyone has is you need to eat more green vegetables.
Mm.
And let's face it, they are so boring to eat. They, unless you cover them in like bechamel sauce, they taste disgusting, you know, like they're just not delicious. And the thing is, the quantity that you have to eat is more than you can pot. Like it's not a couple of limp lettuce leaves. Like you need a massive amount to really, I guess,
get the benefit.
To get the benefit and for your body to cope with the demands that we are under, like in this day and age. So, and that's why a smoothie works so well, because it's like heaps of green stuff, but it's what you put with the stuff. And that's why when we did the book, I think people were kind of like, oh, I don't know if they'll taste good. And then people were like, oh, hang on a minute. They taste actually quite amazing. And I was like, I promise you, we've spat out plenty more than ended up in the book. In the new book, in Simple and Lean, there's one there that's called Sticky Date Pudding. And that's the one that Maha came up with.
Mm.
And it was Melbourne Cup last year. Everyone was out drinking and we were at home recipe testing. She's like, this is the worst day ever. This sucks. I hate writing books. And I was like, come on, it's going to be fine. Anyway, she made this smoothie, a green smoothie that tastes like sticky date pudding.
I can't even, I just.
I know. I promise. Okay. You have my word. You have my word.
That is actually the best selling point for a book ever. You've just said to me, I can have a green smoothie that tastes like a sticky date pudding.
Yep.
I'm there.
Promise. Let me know after you've had it. I promise you. But I tell you, the kids will steal it out of your hand. That's warning. Okay. Warning.
Okay. Oh, Sal, it's so lovely catching up with you. Thank you so much for spending the afternoon with me.
Such a pleasure.
It's
I've
been
loved
far
it.
Too long.
Far too long. I loved it. Thanks, Vic.
Thanks, Sal.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.